Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown, bringing you straight talk on the numbers that move markets.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today we're digging into Intercontinental Exchange, ticker ICE, and their second quarter 2026 results, reported Thursday, July 30th. And Alex, there's a lot here, including a headline-grabbing acquisition.
There really is. But first, the standard note. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good, let's get into it. So ICE posted its best second quarter in company history. Adjusted EPS came in at $1.90, a second quarter record. Net revenues hit $2.7 billion, up 5%, and recurring revenue was a record $1.4 billion, up 8%.
And what's notable is this is compounding on top of already record growth in second quarter 2025. CFO Warren Gardner made a point of saying this quarter's story wasn't a volatility spike like first quarter, it was durability. Recurring, sticky revenue holding up even as episodic trading activity cooled off a bit.
Right, and capital returns were strong too. $945 million back to shareholders this quarter, $1.8 billion in the first half, both records. Leverage sits at 2.8x, right in their target range.
But Jordan, let's talk about the big news, the $5.7 billion acquisition of MarketAxess.
Yeah, this is the headline. ICE is paying $167 per share, a 33% premium, to buy MarketAxess, one of the leading electronic trading platforms for institutional bond markets. The strategic logic here is pretty elegant. ICE already dominates the retail and wealth side of fixed income trading through ICE bonds. MarketAxess brings over 2,100 institutional clients, asset managers, pension funds, insurers.
So you're connecting two liquidity pools that historically never talked to each other.
Exactly, and CEO Jeff Sprecher framed it as building a global fixed income network. Retail flow meets institutional flow, all on common rails, layered with ICE's pricing and data. They're expecting about $100 million in annual expense synergies by year three, and management says it'll be accretive to earnings in year one.
Though a couple analysts pushed back a bit in the Q&A, MarketAxess has had some market share erosion and pricing pressure. Sprecher's answer was basically, "We've been circling this space for a decade, and now the pieces, the data business, the treasury clearinghouse, the wealth channel, are finally in place to make the combination work."
It's a cash deal, funded through bonds, a term loan, and commercial paper. Leverage will temporarily peak around 3.4x, but they're targeting back to 3x within 18 to 24 months. And despite taking on this debt, they're actually increasing quarterly buybacks from $350 million to $400 million.
Confidence signal there. Let's talk segments because the underlying business had a strong quarter on its own, deal aside. Exchanges segment, $1.5 billion net revenue, and the rates business grew 24% year over year.
That one's a great story. The ECB raised rates in June for the first time since 2023, and when central banks start moving, and moving in different directions from each other, that's exactly when ICE's European rate contract get used. Open interest in their rates franchise hit a record 53 million contracts, up over 50% year over year.
And here's a stat that stuck with me. The total value of positions across their Euribor, SONIA, and ESDR contracts hit $62.3 trillion in mid-June. That's triple where it was 3 years ago, and it now exceeds the comparable U.S. dollar rates market.
That's wild. Meanwhile, fixed income and data services net revenue was $645 million, up 8%, with their CDS clearing business posting its best non-roll quarter ever. Index business ended the quarter with $922 billion in ETF assets benchmarked to it, up 29%.
And then mortgage technology, which is where the AI story really shows up. Net revenue was $557 million, up 5%. They're rolling out something called ICE Aurora, agentic AI embedded directly into their Encompass and MSP platforms.
What I found interesting is how they're positioning this. Ben Jackson, the president, basically said the AI model itself is a commodity. What's defensible is the governed network, the permission structure, and the audit trail sitting underneath it. AI agents are handling things like fee calculations, disclosures, and borrower service calls, but always with humans in the loop for high-risk decisions like underwriting or cash movement.
That's a smart framing, honestly, in a heavily regulated industry like mortgage servicing. You don't want an AI hallucinating on someone's escrow account.
No kidding. There was also a fun tangent in the Q&A about perpetual futures. Sprecher's take was that perps aren't really futures at all since they don't produce a forward pricing curve. So he compares them more to leveraged ETFs than to traditional hedging instruments.
So, stepping back, what does this all mean going forward? Guidance-wise, they raised full-year FIDS recurring revenue growth guidance to 7-8%, up from mid-single digits. Exchange recurring revenue is now expected in the high single digits for the year. Full-year CapEx is being bumped up to about $850 million as they accelerate data center investment.
So the near-term story is strong organic momentum across all three segments, plus a multi-year integration project with MarketAxess that won't close until the first half of 2027, pending regulatory approval. Investors will want to watch how that regulatory process unfolds and whether ICE can actually accelerate MarketAxess's growth like they're projecting.
That about wraps up the numbers and the strategy for this one.
Before we go, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Well said. ICE looks like a company doubling down on its core playbook, take a fragmented analog market and digitize it, this time aimed squarely at fixed income.
We'll be watching how the MarketAxess deal progresses through regulators and how third quarter numbers shape up.
Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time.